Appendix E, Mobility Officer. The purpose of this appendix is to provide an understanding of the roles and responsibilities of the Mobility Officer, Specialty 882 Alpha. The Mobility Officer program was implemented to provide units with embedded expertise in the planning and execution of deployment and redeployment operations. Their initial training, or basic course, is designed to give them the tools to successfully deploy and redeploy BCTs. These officers represent a significant investment on the part of Army leaders to achieve the desired expeditionary qualities in Army forces. Commanders use the mobility officers to plan and execute deployments and to train unit personnel to perform the tasks related to deployment. Brigade. Assignment as a brigade mobility officer is normally the initial duty assignment after completing the basic course. The mobility officer works in the battalion or brigade logistics staff section, but routinely coordinates with the battalion or brigade operations staff officer, S3. Duties include advising commanders and staffs on deployment and distribution processes, procedures, and issues. Planning and coordinating deployments and redeployments. Assisting in the preparation of deployment and redeployment plans, orders, and SOPs. Developing, coordinating, and monitoring deployment training for UMOs, TCAMS-2 operators, airload planners, hazmat certifiers, and unit load teams. Reviewing company and battalion input into TCAMS-2. Providing accurate UMD to the Joint Planning and Execution Community to influence the TPFID. Coordinating with installation activities for deployment support. Assisting commanders in planning and conducting operational maneuver. Division. The mobility officer at the division has usually worked in a brigade and has moved up to the division staff. The position is on the Assistant Chief of Staff, Logistics G4 Division Transportation Officer Staff, but spends considerable time coordinating with the Assistant Chief of Staff, Operations G3, and Assistant Chief of Staff Plans. Duties include planning and supervising deployment and distribution operations, coordinating movement requests with military and commercial agencies, translating and submitting unit movement requests in the DTS, training unit personnel in unit movement processes and on their tasks associated with unit movement information systems, overseeing the use of deployment automation systems, such as TCAMS-2, in some instances, they may be the system administrator, reviewing company and battalion input into TCAMS-2, advising and assisting commanders and staffs with unit movement operations, coordinating with installation activities for deployment support, conducting transportation feasibility analyses, providing accurate UMD to the Joint Planning and Execution Community to influence the TPFID, providing continuity in planning and monitoring division deployment and distribution operations, mentoring junior mobility officers, promoting the Mobility Officer Program. Corps. The Mobility Officer is located in the Corps G4 Transportation Office as part of the Commander's Logistics Staff. The duties are similar to those of the Division Mobility Officer and oversee Corps units without a Mobility Officer. Army Service Component Command. The Mobility Officer is normally a functional manager for JOPS in the Movements and Distribution Division, G4 or C4 Logistics, Army Component Command. As a functional manager for the JOPS, the Mobility Officer has responsibility for the coordination and movement of forces. Mobility officers maintain working knowledge of JOPS and supporting systems, command and support relationships, joint and component policies, SOPs, directives, communications, and related automated data processing specifications. They also maintain files, applications, and capabilities that directly support DoD-wide time-sensitive planning for operations and execute O plans, contingency plans, and operation orders. As a staff authority on the use of the automated planning processes in JOPS and related planning and deployment execution systems, they provide essential continuity in analysis and implementation of progressive improvements to Army component deployment and control procedures and methods. Duties include validating and monitoring movements and movement data, coordinating JOPS actions with other governmental agencies, coordinating staff actions on all matters pertaining to JOPS, preparing and distributing JOPS data reports and validation messages, monitoring news groups for critical planning and actions to include validation and unlock messages, building and validating ULNs, mentoring junior mobility officers, promoting the Mobility Officer Program. Theater Sustainment Command / Expeditionary Sustainment Command. The Mobility Officer is responsible for managing the movement of units and providing a strong knowledge base for automated deployment systems and processes. Normally, this Senior Mobility Officer, CW4, is located in the Support Operations section. The Mobility Officer is the technical expert in the deployment and RSOI processes for the theater and provides guidance and mentorship to those units within the theater. Duties include planning and monitoring full-spectrum theater transportation support to deployment and distribution operations, determining theater transportation requirements to support deployment and distribution, performing transportation feasibility analyses of deployment and theater distribution operations to optimize the throughput capacity of the theater network, performing transportation feasibility analysis of the TIPFID, providing infrastructure analysis on the different modes of transportation within the theater, coordinating with joint and multinational forces to plan and execute their movements in theater, coordinating and managing theater-level common user land transportation assets, planning, coordinating, and monitoring RSOI operations for Army forces, determining theater transportation requirements, mentoring junior mobility officers, promoting the Mobility Officer Program. Sustainment Brigade. The Mobility Officer in the Sustainment Brigade oversees the execution of full-spectrum transportation support to deployment and distribution operations in their area of operations, manages mode assets to ensure distribution priorities are met, coordinates the execution of sustainment and operational convoys, plans and coordinates RSOI operations for Army forces, optimizes the capacity and throughput capabilities for each node, railhead, seaport, airport, marshalling and staging areas, to support customers in their area of operations, coordinates and manages common user land transportation assets, mentors junior mobility officers, promotes the Mobility Officer Program. Rapid Port Opening Element Joint Task Force Port Opening. The Mobility Officer is assigned to the Distribution Control Section. The Mobility Officer plans and executes the deployment and redeployment of the Rapid Port Opening Element and the operation of the Ground Distribution Network. Other duties include providing technical expertise to the Rapid Port Opening Element Commander, Staff, and United States Air Force elements on all aspects of deployment and distribution, planning and coordinating the use of the available automated support tools, planning and establishing an ITV system to track and report the movement of personnel, supplies, and equipment through the port and into the distribution system, assisting the Joint Assessment Team in determining theater transportation requirements to support deployment and distribution, coordinating support with joint and multinational forces and host nations to facilitate joint RSOI. Special Forces Group. Assignment as a Special Forces Group Mobility Officer is similar to being assigned to a BCT and is normally the initial duty assignment after completing the basic course. The Mobility Officer works in the Group Support Battalion and assists in the planning and execution of group movements. Duties include advising commanders and staffs on deployment and distribution processes, procedures, and issues, planning and coordinating deployments and redeployments, coordinating movement requests with military and commercial agencies, assisting in the preparation of deployment plans, orders, and SOPs, developing, coordinating, and monitoring deployment training for UMOs, TCAMES-2 operators, airload planners, hazmat certifiers, and unit load teams, overseeing the use of deployment automation systems, such as TCAMES-2. In some instances, they may be the system administrator, providing accurate UMD to influence the TIPFID, coordinating with installation activities for deployment support, assisting commanders in planning and conducting operational maneuver, providing continuity in planning and monitoring group deployment and distribution operations. Movement Control Battalion. The Mobility Officer is assigned to the Operations Section and plans and monitors the employment of the attached MCTs. In addition, the Mobility Officer provides technical expertise to the battalion commander, staff, and MCTs on all aspects of deployment and distribution operations. Coordinates individual and unit training. Coordinates the installation and use of automated deployment and distribution information systems. coordinates common user land transportation assets, mentors junior mobility officers, promotes the Mobility Officer Program, Military Surface Deployment and Distribution Command. SDDC has a mix of active and reserve forces to carry out their deployment responsibilities. Deployment Support Command. The Deployment Support Command is an RC unit organized under a TDA structure. Mobility officers are assigned to the G3 Operations Division, CW2, G5 Plans Division, CW2, 2 in the Mobility Systems Division, CW2, and 2 in the DSB/MC Training Division, CW3 or 2, and provide a strong knowledge base for automated deployment systems and processes. Train assigned deployment support and movement control personnel in unit movement processes and on their tasks associated with unit movement information systems. Develop, coordinate, and monitor training for units providing deployment, distribution, movement control, terminal operations, watercraft operations and rail support, and automated deployment support tools. Transportation Surface Brigade. The SDDC Transportation Surface Brigades are active units organized under a TDA structure. Each has one mobility officer who provides a strong knowledge base for automated deployment systems and processes. The Senior Mobility Officer, CW4, is in the Deployment and Movement Control section. The Mobility Officer is the technical expert in the deployment and RSOI processes for the SDDC operations and provides guidance and mentorship to the mobility officers in the subordinate battalions. The mobility officer's responsibilities include planning and monitoring full-spectrum SDDC support to deployment and distribution operations, performing transportation feasibility analyses of deployment and SDDC operations to optimize the throughput capacity of the theater network. Transportation Battalion. Transportation battalions are active component units under a TDA structure. Each transportation battalion has two mobility officers, CW2, assigned. Transportation battalions are responsible for the same tasks as the DDSBN and the following. Serves as SPM of a strategic port. Supports port opening operations. Plans, establishes, and conducts port operations to include cargo reception, staging, load planning, and vessel load/discharge operations. Deployment and Distribution Support Battalion. The DDSBNs are RC units organized under a TDA structure. Each DDSBN has two mobility officers, CW2, assigned to the Manpower and Personnel section and the Operations section who operate common user ocean cargo terminals and seaports, provide movement guidance to deploying units, coordinate container and MHE with commercial and military sources, and load start and completion times at terminals. Support unit moves at railheads, seaports, and airfields. National Guard. The mobility officer is located at the Joint Force Headquarters. They provide technical expertise and training to assist units in peacetime, mobilization, contingency movement planning, and state active duty missions, including convoy operations, load planning, UMD reporting procedures, deployment planning, UMO training, and mobilization movement plan development and updates. These duties include conducting unit movement workshops. This training includes movement plan development, convoy operations, load planning, OEL training, and deployment movement planning. Assisting units in collecting UMD and ensuring that it is accurate. Assisting the Defense Movement Coordinator with inputting unit data into TCAMES 2 and reporting annual updates to ForceCom. Assisting the Defense Movement Coordinator in processing convoys for active duty, National Guard, and Army Reserves units moving within the state. Obtaining blanket permits when required. Monitoring convoy movements as required. Assisting the Defense Movement Coordinator in coordinating airlift to support training. Observing aircraft loading and obtaining data for departure reports. Assisting deploying units in all areas of transportation for personnel and equipment from home station to mobilization station. Acting as liaison between units and state headquarters. Building load plans and providing expertise to maximize the loading of planes, rail cars, and vessels. Advising units on requirements for transportation of hazmat on various modes of transportation, both in CONUS and OCONUS. assisting with the development and updating of unit movement SOPs, coordinating the movement of oversized and overweight equipment with the State Department of Transportation, conducting evaluations of a unit's movement operation during readiness exercises while simultaneously evaluating the IDSP if available, providing guidance and training for maintaining and updating TC Games 2, training personnel in the use of TC Games 2 for convoy management, providing technical expertise to mobilizing units for transportation of unit equipment and personnel from home station to mobilization station, communicating with receiving installations for transportation requirements. When requested by installations, assisting units with deployment transportation issues. Promoting the Mobility Officer Program. Conducting pre-mobilization movement planning with the Movement Control Center.